few verses we would want to read from the book of Ruth that one has been thinking about yesterday, which has been confirmed to us today as the ministry has proceeded. The book of Ruth in chapter 2. We want to try and project our remarks to the younger in the hall for their comfort and for their help as they move through life, school life, and then move out into work life. And the scripture would give us a clear guidance in these matters. The book of Ruth in chapter 2. And we'll read verse 14. Boaz said unto her at mealtime, come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and fled. There's some very simple truth here, but some very precious truth. And it's very real. And so applicable to us in this era, day, and generation. While this was written so many centuries ago, the truth that we can gather here can touch us all. We find in the earlier part of this chapter that Ruth had come to the field of Boaz. We find that this was a place of activity. It was a place where an unnamed servant gave the directions. But it was a field that belonged to Boaz. And this is very precious to us as we think of the family testimony today. You know, the field belongs to Boaz. But we have the Spirit of God and sovereignty directing within that field. And this was a place of activity. But should we say a place of spiritual activity? A place of spiritual exercise, as we would apply it in practical application. Now we'll just notice one or two things in connection with Ruth. We want to look at her company, her associations. We've had this brought to us from the first Psalm. But here we have Ruth and her associations. Her associations, her company, her fellowship, were with those that were in the field of Boaz. And we want to encourage ourselves and encourage a younger generation just to move within the circle of testimony gathered unto the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, she was told not to reap in another field, but rather to be faithful to Boaz and to move in the circle of his love and his kindness to her. You know, Boaz was a mighty man of wealth. He had unlimited resources. And this was touched upon in our meeting the other night. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We can never exhaust the resources of heaven. Boaz was a mighty man of wealth. The resources that he had are there for us. And they're there for the receiving. And they're there for the taking. We find in verse 14 earlier in the chapter, it's a scene of activity. We want to notice too that Ruth was well known to the servant. She wasn't one that had come in unaware. But when the servant was asked about her, He was well acquainted with her. And such would be the responsibility of those exercising responsibility with the testimony. There should be that knowledge of who is there, why they're there, and how came they there. Now, coming down to verse 14, we'll just mention that what Ruth left in Moab, she gained far more with Boaz. She was never the loser, but rather she was greatly enriched by her movement toward the field of Boaz. You know, we need to appreciate what an testimony is, gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus. It's absolutely unique. It's not just something that's better than some other organization or religion. It's incomparable. And it's been unique. And would to God myself I could get a greater grip of this. And a greater appreciation of this as one moves toward the end of life's journey. Put my whole effort into the field of Boaz. She left a lot, but she gained far more. And to be linked with Boaz in testimony gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus, you know, will never be the loser. We find here that at the meal time, it came the time for the break, and you know, Boaz was the sustainer here. Boaz was the provider. And she sat down and she was invited to eat the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers. You know, Boaz is a great provider. And just think this, a Moabite coming in by sovereign grace and just partaking of what Boaz provided. You know, we can't get anything better. We think of that tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. You know, it had an unseen source of feeding. It wasn't public. The roots were down. And that tree was planted by the rivers of water. You know, it was good to look at. It had a freshness about it. It had a beauty about it. It had a glory about it that was manifest in its fruitfulness. And that's just where we need to come to. Time spent in the scriptures, and as one looks back and think of all the wasted time that we've had, I suppose we could all do the same, can't we? Much to our shame. But we want to encourage ourselves to move on and to go on and to continue on. What thou hast provided for her, we notice here her company. She sat down beside the reapers. You know, it's a good thing to form good company. We heard something of wrong company, haven't we, in Psalm 1. Three aspects of life that we perform daily. Walking, standing and sitting. That's our life. And in wrong company, it'll lead to wrong actions. It'll lead to wrong ways. It'll just lead us into a pathway of trouble. But we want to encourage our young ones. Right company and good company. And as we think of Boaz here, he sustained her. He had her interest at heart. You know, we might think we're isolated and nobody worries too much about us. But you know, the eye of the Lord is upon the righteous. His ear is open unto their cry. And here's Boaz just answering to her every need. To her every need. As we move through down this, we're thinking again, as we had mentioned, of sitting at the feet of Jesus. We might come back to this verse. Time is getting away very quickly. But we find, you know, that Ruth, she uncovered the feet of Boaz. I wonder if any of us done that. We've uncovered his feet and we had a look at his feet. And you know what we see there is piercing. And that's the place where we want to stay. Verse 14 of chapter 3, she lay at his feet in the morning. And that's where we need to be, because the morning is coming. The night of testimony is soon going to be over. The Lord is going to come in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye of the last trump, and call us into eternal glory. What a change from night sins. And what encouragement here. We find her acceptance. She was allowed to move freely in the glen. And but we find there her continuation. She departed not out of the field of Boaz. We were reading in the Proverbs at home that the slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting. But you know what I think Ruth did? She gleaned. She gleaned. She got the best out of what she had taken. But the slothful man, he roasteth not that which he took in hunting. Now when we come to, we better read it, or I'll get confused. Luke chapter 10. One thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. You know, Ruth was brought into a tremendous blessing. Was she not? And you know, to sit at the feet of Christ is a needful thing. It's an essential thing. Just to sit at his feet. And you know, when she was there, she just was hearing his word. We couldn't get anything more simple, could we? When Ruth was at the feet of Boaz, she was right at the place where she heard his voice. And that's just where we hear his voice. When we're right down at his feet. And Mary was here, sitting at his feet. She heard his word. You know, it must have been a grand thing to listen to the Savior speak. What a precious thing. But we can still do that today as we listen to his voice through his word. We get no further revelation than what the scriptures teach us. We hear his voice through his word. We think of her satisfaction. We think of her fellowship. We think of her company. We think of her continuance. We just want to encourage all our young ones to move on the pathway of faith. You know, if the Lord doesn't come, you're the future generation of Assembly Testimony. Like many of us have found, responsibilities come upon us a lot sooner than what we expected. And we weren't ready for them. We want to encourage you and try and help you in the pathway of faith, that your lives will be spent for the glory of God. and just sit at his feet until the morning.